Immigrant advocates are cheering a federal policy change. It benefits people who entered the country illegally and now have a spouse or child who is a U.S. citizen. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
For immigrants who are directly related to a U.S. citizen and want to gain legal status themselves, they're required to travel back to their home country for a visa. But once there, sometimes the process can drag on and separate families for years. Under this policy change, some immigrants can apply for waivers to shorten that wait to a matter of weeks, and they can have the waiver pre-approved before they leave the U.S. Robert Powell is an immigration attorney in Seattle. He sees this as a positive development, but with limited reach.
Basically, what it does is waive one ground of inadmissibility or one reason why a person might be excluded from coming into the United States. It's helpful, but for really a relatively limited class of individuals.
Under federal law, a person who illegally enters the U.S. is banned from coming back for up to 10 years. Powell says the specific waiver removes that barrier. But he says immigrants face other similar barriers that delay or block their return back to the U.S., like if their spouse is not a citizen but a legal resident. He'd like to see the feds allow waivers in those cases as well. Before this policy change, Powell says he advised clients to not leave the country and face the uncertainty. He expects he'll give a green light now, at least to those clients with an airtight case. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.